Adams, Adamley, Adamowski, Bueller, Burns, Burns, Burns. Joe, where are you going with that mic in your hand?
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Right.
What I find fantastically wonderful about it is the Donald Fagen character is so hip and so cool. He can only talk in, like, jazz scat.
Class is in.
This is the Rock School Radio Show here on the Rock School Radio Network. My name is Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
Tammy, do you like pina coladas?
Oh, I love them.
And getting caught in the rain?
Constantly.
Are you into yoga?
A little bit.
Do you like the taste of champagne?
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to escape?
Oh, yes.
You, me, and Rupert Holmes.
Oh, I love that song.
Let me give you a couple more here. Rupert Holmes, I Can't Go For That by Hall & Oates.
Mm-hmm.
Baby Come Back by Player. Africa by Toto. And Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass. I'll throw one more in there. What is his name? Christopher Cross.
Yes.
Sailing takes me away to where I always heard it be.
Oh, I'm relaxed already. Thank you.
Me too. It's wonderful. Now, do you know what genre all of those songs belong to?
Stuff I used to listen to?
Well, yes. Most people would say soft rock, but there is also a genre that I think the term is meant to be derogatory. I think it's meant to be mean.
Ooh, can you say it on the air?
Oh, I certainly can. It's called yacht rock. It is this over-polished, crystallized, beautiful music that came out of the soft rock of the California coast for late 1970s into 80s.
Ooh, it's everything I listen to, I'm telling you.
Have you ever heard someone use the term yacht rock?
Never.
You really haven't?
Never.
Oh, I've heard people use it, and it's always in a derogatory fashion. And as a joke, I decided to do something about genres, and I went and I looked at yacht rock. It is not just a derogatory thing. Yacht rock is a true music form. It was created specifically to be part of this, and on top of that, it has a deep, dark Michael McDonald secret.
I love him.
There is a conspiracy theory from the bearded Doobie brother.
The bearded one.
I think every Doobie brother has a beard, but the one that eats the microphone when he sings.
Yes.
So what we're going to do today is I'm going to tell you where the term yacht rock came from. I'm going to try to define it a little bit farther, and then in the second part of the show, we will talk about this terrible thing of Michael McDonald. So, let's talk yacht rock. Do you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain? Well, so does Brandy, and she's a fine girl here on Rock School.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the...
All right, coming out of Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, What a Good Wife You Would Be, But My Life, My Love, and My Lady is the Sea.
Yes, it is.
That's right. You love that song. Everything you... This show is going to be your Spotify playlist.
Yes, it is.
And by the way, there is a yacht rock Spotify playlist.
Ooh, how do you spell that?
That's a good question. I have it written here a jillion times, but it was one of those things. Have you ever tried to spell something and the thing keeps saying, wrong, So you try something wrong.
Yeah.
Try something wrong. Try something wrong. Ooh, how do you spell yacht? And then you make your way to Google and you spell it in the most hideous manner. And it goes, did you mean yacht, stupid? So believe me, if I ask you right now how to spell yacht, it's not because I'm a genius. It's because I couldn't spell it. So go ahead. How do you spell yacht?
Y-A-T-C-H.
No, that's the way I spelled it.
Ooh, oh, how?
Y-A-C-H-T.
Oh.
You know?
The and C's I'm, right there?
I'm telling you what. Goodness. I did everything, including Y-A-U-G-H-T.
Why didn't
I
you
did
just
everything
put
I
big
could.
Boat?
Big boat rock? Yeah. Okay. You can pretty much tell what it is. It's this 1970s, 1980s, do you love pina coladas type stuff. However, where did the term come from? Well, it was a part of a joke that a bunch of guys who worked in the music industry decided to do on YouTube. It wasn't YouTube to begin with. It was a website called Channel 101. But I said YouTube because that's where I've watched them all. And if you want to watch this Yacht Rock series, that's where you're going to be able to find it as well.
Sweet.
There are 10 episodes in the Yacht Rock series.
Ooh.
And the very first one is called What a Fool Believes. So if you get a chance, and it's the Michael McDonald thing. There is a terrible conspiracy theory with Michael McDonald.
Well, yeah.
Yes. If you want to see it, simply go search Yacht Rock on YouTube and it will come up. It was a series. It was written, directed, and produced by J.D.R.Y.Z.N.A.R. Reisner and co-produced by David Lyons and Hunter D. Stare. Hunter Stare. Hunter D. Stare. Something
Hunter
tells
D.
me
Stare.
That's not his real name.
No.
And edited by this person named Lane Farnham. The production had a, quote, bad on purpose aesthetic.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful because all of these people, Kenny Loggins and Loggins and Messina and Hall and Oates, are all in there, but it's people who are dressed up in the most hideous of costumes. Like John Oates has this monstrous black wig and then what looks like a mustache that was made by cutting a chunk out of the wig.
Are they making fun of my man?
As a matter of fact, I'm going to make sure that gets played here. What I'm going to do is play right from the beginning. They had a guy named Steve Huey. You might recognize the name. He is a music critic for All Music Online and he calls himself Hollywood Steve Huey. And he begins every one of the episodes by explaining. No one in the episode ever uses the term yacht rock but for him. In fact, I'm going to play for you here now probably a minute of the first episode. I hope I don't get into trouble and then somebody yells at me. I hope they see it as an homage. But I'm going to play the first one for you and you'll hear where the term came from. And I'll also play it long enough so you can hear that they imagine Hall & Oates is actually John Oates being cruel to Daryl Hall when it's probably the other way around, or at least some kind of mutual respect. So here you go. Listen to this.
Oh, hi. I'm Hollywood Steve. You caught me relaxing in my music nook. From 1976 to 1984, the radio airwaves were dominated by really smooth music, also known as yacht rock. These yacht rockers docked a remarkable fleet of number one hits, and every song has a story behind it. Let me tell you one.
Ladies, I want you to meet Hall and Oates.
Your music scene is for go.
Relax, hotshot. We're not just sailing the seas of smile on a gentle breeze of rock. My artists fuel their vessel with their blood and their broken dreams.
And that's where it starts. I beg you with every part of me to please go watch these. I blew an entire afternoon sitting there giggling like an idiot while the cat watched me. So let's play the man himself, Michael McDonald. And when you go see it, you'll see the guy that they have playing Michael McDonald. And it's uncanny. He looks nothing like Michael McDonald here on Rock School. Now you heard there that Hall and Oates were sort of acting as the high school meatheads. And by the way, the Eagles are shown the same way.
Right.
The Eagles are sort of grabbing onto Steely Dan and like rubbing their heads, giving them noogies and all of that. And they're shown to be sort of these meathead high school kids. Well, the Hall and Oates little interpretation that they have, I thought was funny and not quite what they really are. I found that John Oates was contacted about it.
Uh-huh.
And he said, what do you think of Yacht Rock? And his answer was, quote, I think Yacht Rock was the beginning of the whole Hall and Oates resurrection.
Really?
They were the first ones to start to parody us and put us out there again. It got so popular that a lot of things happened because we were labeled Yacht Rock. And you have to know there's a bunch of guys that didn't get that it was a joke and are on their boat, you know, wearing no shirt when they shouldn't be, and listening to this stuff because it's Yacht Rock.
Yes.
You know that exists.
Yes, it does.
And here's Hall & Oates for you, the Yacht Rocker, on Rock School. Coming into the first break, you know who shows up in episode 10 of Yacht Rock? Drew Carey.
Really?
You know who also shows up in episode 10 of Yacht Rock?
No.
Van Halen.
Nuh-uh.
Not really Van Halen. It's some guy who's wearing tight pants and a cutoff shirt, and every time he speaks, it's, he's Dave.
Oh, and that's hilarious.
Eddie is right there, and he's playing the wrong guitar. It's bad on purpose.
Yes.
Here's the reason that they show up. Well, I don't know why Drew Carey shows up. I'll play a little bit of it for you.
It's the real Drew Carey.
It's the real Drew Carey, and you actually hear the, I think it's the Presidents of the United States version of Cleveland Rocks, but you hear it there. Now, after that's over, here's the reason Van Halen showed up. A lot of people know that Ted Templeman was the producer of Van Halen. So obviously, Ted Templeman must have done nothing but hard rock and all that. Absolutely not.
Really?
Ted Templeman was responsible for the yacht rock of the Doobie Brothers. And the patron saint, and he who may have been doing something behind the scenes, Michael McDonald. So, in the episode, I'll play a bit of it for you. In the episode, after the Drew Carey bit, Van Halen shows up and is told by Ted Templeman, absolutely not. I'm all about the yacht rock. And then Dave shines a red light on him and casts a spell on him with the famous words, humala babala zebala boop. So here you
go.
From Yacht Rock 10. Like, I think there's 12 of them now that I think about it. Because I'm almost positive it didn't stop at 10. Who cares? Go look at this. You will have one of the greatest 3 hours of your life. I did. Here you go. Number 10, Yacht Rock. We'll go right into the break after this for our affiliates. Here you go.
Three, four.
Hi, I'm Cleveland's Drew Carey. You caught me, nothing. Like, you didn't catch me doing anything. Hey, back in 1980, Jerry Rafferty.
How could you? The show is all I have. Look at you with your success and your fame. Do you know how hard it is for a geeky looking guy from the Midwest to make it in this town?
In conclusion, your skill as a smooth producer is the key element in the creation of our dominant brand of hard rock.
Sorry, guys. Hard rock, don't get my... The Doobies do.
Skiddly biddly bop! You will suffer great pain and hellish visions whenever you hear Michael McDonald's voice until you realize producing the Halen is all the healing you've been needing.
Skiddly biddly bop.
Back in a minute here on Rocks.
Thank you.
Okay, as is usually the case and is often pointed out by listeners, I made a mistake. The Van Halen Yacht Rock episode is number 9. Stop typing. So it's number 9, and I think there are 12. I'm probably wrong about this, too. I think there are 12 episodes, but it's number 9. What's fun is the next episode, and this will be the last I talk about this. The next episode has got Steely Dan in it, and it's the one where the Eagles are sort of, you know, meat-heading them and giving them noogies and such.
Right.
What I find fantastically wonderful about it is the Donald Fagen character is so hip and so cool. He can only talk in like jazz scat. So he'll, you know, somebody will say something and he'll go zibbly, zibbop, bop, zibbawa, gabbly, balabududay, babadoo-boo, baba. And everyone will nod like they know exactly what he just said. Now, what song am I going to play into the bottom of the hour? Well, we have to start thinking about this idea of Michael McDonald. Well, I just talked about Van Halen. Oh, come on, Joe, please. Van Halen and Michael McDonald have nothing to do with each other.
No way, no way,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. On the 1984 album is a song called I'll Wait. There's no credit on the album, but feel free to go to the interweb and look this up. The co-author of Van Halen's I'll Wait is, dun dun dun, Michael McDonald.
No way.
Yes, yes, yes. Here's Dave and Mike. Wow, sounds like it should be a candy bar here on Rock School. Coming into the bottom of the hour, before we get into the Michael McDonald concern, let's do 7 days and 70 seconds. But first, what exactly is Yacht Rock? Well, here we go. I found multiple websites that attempted to discuss what it was. Why? Because music people will discuss and argue about, well, everything. It has to, number one, have crystalline production, meaning so ridiculously well put together. It Mutt Lang does it. It's so well produced, except he's able to keep the groove. If you listen to Nickelback without Mutt Lang,
right,
and then listen to Burn It Down, which was with Mutt Lang,
oh, yeah,
the difference in production is just night and day.
Wait, did you just say that you like Nickelback?
I've told you this 100 times. Nickelback is a group that has no interest to me. But when they come on, they have
a couple good songs. Poke the bear.
So I'm a bear. That's what you're saying. I need to lose weight. Is that what you're saying?
Oh my gosh.
Also, this idea of Christian rock, it's always so crystalline produced.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I have no trouble with Christian rock. I just think it's overproduced.
I mean,
let it be a little more Dylan, man. Miss a note.
That's right.
You
let
know,
it be
let
messy.
It live. Harmonic sophistication. Usually it is heavily influenced by classical or jazz, say not Hall & Oates, but Steely Dan,
right.
It's centered in Los Angeles, which Hall & Oates comes up again. They're from Philadelphia, but they're not in Los Angeles. They stayed in Philadelphia. And the one I found that some people really hung on to like it mattered, and then others said, no, you're full of it. For it to be a true yacht song, it has to in some way deal with water. Sailing by Christopher Cross.
That works.
I get it.
Yes.
Africa talks about sailing to Africa.
Well, of course.
But that's Toto's tune. I don't know what I Can't Go For That does, but Rupert Holm talks about getting caught in the rain. It somehow has to deal with water. Not just the sea, but water. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Do you buy that?
Yes.
Do you really?
I'm in. I love this crap.
I did say 7 days and 70 seconds, didn't I? I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Tammy.
Here you go. Here's the dates. August 29th all the way through September 4. Hey, welcome to September. You got Monday, Tammy. Do it.
August 29, 2005, Hurricane Katrina hits New Orleans. Barry Cowsill of the Cowsills is killed. Fats Domino survives in the Ninth Ward, but his two pianos are destroyed. Both were recovered and are on display at the Louisiana Museum.
August 30th, 1969, the band Earth changes its name when Ozzy Osbourne announces from the stage, without checking with anybody in the band, that they will now be called Black Sabbath.
August 31, 1976, George Harrison is found guilty of subliminal plagiarism. He's So Fine is used to create My Sweet Lord.
Subliminal? Really? September 1, 1978, Emilio Estefan and Gloria Fajardo of the Miami Sound Machine get married and she becomes Gloria Estefan.
September 2nd, 1995, the Rock and Roll Hall opens in Cleveland, Ohio.
Ohio. September 3rd, 1972, according to the Temptations, the 3rd of September is the day they'll always remember. And then finally, September 4, 1968, the Rolling Stones' Street Fightin' Man is banned in Chicago, fearing it would incite riots. We are in the second half of the show. We must discuss the Michael McDonald conspiracy. Michael McDonald created Yacht Rock.
He did?
Yes.
No, he didn't.
In order to further his career, he is, in some way, in every single Yacht Rock song ever created. I offer you the following. Michael McDonald acts as himself and the Doobie Brothers after they were a rock band. Now, don't get mad at me with that. He like takes the Doobie Brothers in this weird way. Jeff Skunk Baxter brought Michael McDonald in, but then he left when Michael McDonald took over.
Right.
Because he disliked the soft rock direction of the band. You see, Michael McDonald did that on purpose.
Right.
To use it as a springboard.
Uh-huh.
In order to create Yacht Rock.
Wow.
To which you say, Joe, you gotta have more evidence than that. Well, what might be the two greatest Yacht Rock songs ever, Christopher Cross's Sailing and Ride Like the Wind, guess who the backup singer is?
No, he's not in that. He's not in either.
In both of them!
No, please. Come on now.
Michael McDonald. Dun, dun, dun. On Rock School. Coming into the second break, allow me to continue with In Search of Michael McDonald and Yacht Rock. Now, you say, Joe, so he destroyed the Doobie Brothers? Well, no, he didn't destroy them, but they certainly weren't as hard a rock band. So what he did is he came into the band and he changed it? Oh, no. Did you know that before he became a member of the Doobie Brothers, he was in the band as a backup singer? So he infiltrated them with the thought process to start Yacht Rock. He sings backup on China Grove.
Yes.
And Long Train Running.
Yes, he does.
Furthermore, James Ingram, uh-huh, Yamo be there, he sings backup on that.
Oh, yeah.
Steely Dan's Peg, Deacon Blues.
Really?
Hey 19.
What?
Do It Again. Kid Charlemagne.
Oh my gosh.
He sings backup.
Goodness.
On them. On Love Let Me Go by Nicolette Larson.
Mm-hmm.
He sings backup on that. And he is also the backup singer in Ricky Lee Jones's Chuck E's In Love.
Wow.
Need I go any farther? Yes.
No, really?
Because out of the break, I have what I believe is the death knell to prove the butler did it. No, to prove Michael McDonald did all of this to start Yacht Rock. And because I make more mistakes than the average bear, we didn't mention our first affiliate in the first break. So now Tammy's going to read two of them. Go.
KNHS, Lafayette, Louisiana.
Yes.
And WWNW. You know who that is.
You know that drives me crazy when you mispronounce
New
W
Wilmington,
on purpose.
New Wilmington, PA.
Oh.
At your old stomping grounds.
Yeah, it's my alma mater. Back in a minute here on Rock School. Coming out of the break, I have more about Michael McDonald. Do you know he is also on Stephen Bishop, Boz Scaggs, Olivia Neutron-Bomb, and Edgar Winter?
No.
Huh?
No.
And on top of that, he's on Little Feat's Red Streamliner. He's on, I've lost my place, On My Own, in a duet with Patti LaBelle.
I knew that.
But you knew that.
I knew that one, yes.
And now, oh, by the way, he's also on Toto's I'll Be Over You.
Didn't know that.
And furthermore, you know the song by Kenny Loggins? Kenny Loggins.
Yes.
One of the biggest yacht rock people ever.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Loggins. It is as if Kenny Loggins is or was changed to a yacht rock vampire by Michael McDonald.
Maybe.
Start looking for two puncture wounds. Do you know the song This Is It?
This Is It?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Michael McDonald co-wrote it.
Yes.
But wait.
Uh-huh.
Do you know the song Danger Zone from Top Gun?
Oh, yes.
Michael McDonald's on that. Do you know Meet Me Halfway from Over the Top, the Sly Stallone arm wrestling film? He's on that. I'm Free, Heaven Help the Man from Footloose?
Yes, I knew
Michael
that.
Michael McDonald is on that.
Right.
Nobody's Fool from Caddyshack 2?
Huh.
He is on that.
Wow.
I have yet to mention, but I won't because it'll get boring. I have yet to mention half the songs he's on.
So what about 5 degrees of separation with Michael McDonald?
Oh, is it? Is Kevin Bacon 7 degrees and Michael McDonald's
yeah,
5?
It's easier to get to him.
Well, he's so intrinsic that you can do it in 5. You don't need all 7 like
Ooh,
you do with Kevin Bacon.
We should start the game. We should make a game.
We should. The 5 degrees. Now, during this song, pick a rock group, and I will get to Michael McDonald. Okay?
For real?
I will.
Okay.
Danger Zone, Kenny Loggins here on Rock School. Ladies and gentlemen, coming into the last break, it is time to play America's new favorite game show, 5 Degrees of Michael McDonald. So what you do is you give me a band.
Right.
And I tell you how I can get from that band or to that band from Michael McDonald.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I have never heard anything about him being around Fleetwood Mac.
That's actually easy.
How's that?
Yeah, that's actually easy. I know he and Sammy Hagar performed together. Let me look this up. Hang on. Let me look this up. Come here. Yes. Dave Mason and the Quarantines. It's just happened. They redid Feeling All Right. And the drummer for the band was Mick Fleetwood, and Mick Fleetwood is in Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that?
Oh, okay? My gosh.
Give me one more. See if
okay.
I can do it.
All right. No way. Okay. This is absolutely no way.
Okay.
I'm going to go to somebody that is way out there.
Okay.
New Shoes.
Oh, what was their hit?
I can't wait. Right. Baby, I can't wait. Or I can't wait.
I can't wait.
For Michael McDonald to not sing this song.
new shoes and Michael McDonald. Hold on, let me search for Michael McDonald in...
Come on now.
There it is. Okay. New Shoes, the band, performed their track I Can't Wait on American Bandstand, would peak at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100, June 14th, 1986. The two songs ahead of it were Madonna's Live to Tell, and at number 1, Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald.
On my own. Oh, my God.
I did them both in two jumps. Yay. So here's the thing about Yacht Rock. It's derogatory. If you like yacht rock, you're some kind of a, you know, women can get away with it. A guy, you got to have a boat, and then you got to have a boat. So,
well, let me ask you this.
Shoot.
How much money is Michael McDonald worth? My gosh, it's got to be billions.
At least $75.
Yes.
He could lend me $75.
Aw.
By the way, starting in 2015, Sirius XM broadcast Yacht Rock Radio. It pops up every summer and then dies in the fall.
Like Labor Day, huh?
Like Labor Day, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go. There's the history of Yacht Rock. I can't stress enough that you should get on the YouTubial device and go look at Yacht Rock, the thing, the videos that they made. They are a scream. They're not very long, and they're just a scream, especially when they make fun of some of your favorite musicians. So, I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Tammy Burns.
Done. Go listen to some Yacht Rock. Class is dismissed.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn-out recording of a favorite song. She lay there sleeping. I read the paper in bed, and in the personal columns there was this letter I read. If you like pina colada.